Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, there's still time to enter daily for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 1080 The Fan, or really any participating station.
Yeah.
Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. The winner is going to get travel for four and a five-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination and home of the biggest March Hoops party at their stadium swim. You know, that's the one that's up on the roof there?
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of pools and you watch
apparently
games.
Apparently it's the place to be. And they give you like $5,000 each.
Dude, yeah. That's a sweet deal. That's where I would want to go to watch. And
dude, that's the best. Yeah. That's the best prize this stupid station has ever given away.
$5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Come back each day and listen for another hour to add another chance to win. For more information, go to our website, 1080thefan.com.
Yeah. It's a hammer prize.
What was I going to say?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, we've got college football playoff.
Yeah.
A little bit of news today. I mean,
playoffs.
We were talking about this yesterday that the Big Ten and the SEC are all meeting.
Yeah.
Doing their secret meetings.
Because remember, we got 1 year left where you have to kind of keep everything relatively status quo. And then the year after that, you can kind of do what you want.
So these guys are talking about this is just a change for next year. Mm-hmm. So this is just something that they could easily
tweak.
But it would have to be a unanimous vote. They don't know if they have the votes, but both the SEC commissioner and the Big Ten commissioner came out and said they agree that the way teams are seeded in the 12-team playoffs should change, and they would just go 1 through 12 by ranking and not give the first-round byes to the conference champions.
Yeah, people didn't like the fact that, like, ASU and Boise State got byes. Meanwhile, Oregon, in their first, I mean, Oregon had to play Ohio State in the first round after their bye. So that will probably change. I think most people are going to be on board.
And it makes sense.
Although, you know,
I think it makes
because
sense.
It has to be unanimous.
Yeah, they may not get it.
They may not get it.
I don't know.
Although something tells me that the Big Ten and the SEC, because remember, after this year, they kind of get to do what they want. My guess is that they go to the Mountain West of the world and the Big 12 and the ACC and be like, hey, just so you know, if you would like us to be pretty cool when it comes to figuring out the new format, don't be a D on this one.
Yeah.
And they're going to
I think that's right.
And I am willing to guess that this will end up being a thing this coming year.
Yeah, so the four highest-ranking conference champions earned the top four seeds in a first-round bye. Very controversial facet of the format as Boise State was ranked ninth, but got a bye.
Yeah.
And Arizona State was ranked 12th
and
got a bye by virtue of winning the Big 12.
And no one thought that either one of those teams was anywhere near the four best teams in the country.
No, because third-ranked Texas and fourth-ranked Penn State were runners-up in their conferences, and they could not be any higher than five or six.
Yes.
Because the top four seeds are reserved for conference champions. So they want to change that,
and I know it pisses people off, but at the end of the day, the Big Ten and the SEC are going to have more power than anyone else. It just it is the way it works. The rest of the best way to put it, the rest of the country needs them more than the SEC and the Big Ten needs the rest. I mean, it's obviously better together, but I mean, let's the meat of the college football world is run out of the Big Ten and the SEC, and that's just the reality of it.
The other thing it does is it opens the door for Notre Dame to get a first round bye.
Yeah,
because right now being in a conference, they can't.
Yes,
And it makes sense. I mean, I even though like the Arizona States and the Boise States of the world are probably never going to get a bye now.
No, and they probably shouldn't.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like the top four teams have earned that.
Yes.
Like we need to still make sure that the regular season matters. Yeah. And you know, Texas being number three, even though they didn't win their league, they earned that.
Well, again, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Boise State or Arizona State. Those are both really good programs. I mean, Boise proved it, but. Can we make an argument that Boise's most impressive thing they did was almost beating Oregon? And that's not okay. Like your big resume builder can't be that you played Oregon to basically a draw or that you should have won, because no one believes. And the same thing with Arizona State. Like the Big 12, God bless their heart. If you put Arizona State or Boise State in the Big 10, that's a 3-4 loss team.
Well,
it
I
just
also think,
is.
Too, it's like, and I don't remember the specifics of Arizona State's schedule. But with unbalanced schedules, you know, Texas being three but not winning the SEC is like in oftentimes that I mean not oftentimes that could be better than Arizona State winning the Big 12 based on schedule strength.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I'm looking, so my point is just because you didn't win the league doesn't mean you didn't play a really tough schedule and earn a bye like Texas did by being the 3 seed in a tougher league, whereas Arizona State may have ducked the best teams in the Big 12. I can't remember, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I got it up here. So right, they lost to Cincinnati and they lost to Texas Tech, which is that's
who
not
are
great.
Their best wins though?
BYU and Kansas State, that was
okay.
I mean,
so see what I mean? Like,
yeah,
no when fact. You're ranked third, even if you didn't win your league, that's still more deserving of a bye in some instances than what you just read.
Yeah.
So it's pretty obvious. I mean, I think everybody agrees on this, don't they?
I mean, I know they're apples and oranges, but like the college basketball tournament has it figured out. If you win, I mean, there's way more conference tournaments, but if you win your conference tournament, you're not guaranteed a top 8 or a top 12 seed.
I mean, look.
You get a seat at the table, and then you get slotted wherever you would have been ranked.
Yeah, can we, I mean, like Oregon is the definition of average, right? Like Oregon's basketball team is, they're fine.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I Well, I mean, can we?
God dang, what do you think?
They started out the year pretty good. They had some close wins, and then, right. You know, they're fine.
I think they're better than Kansas.
It's a valid point. They're fine, right? They're fine.
All right.
They're going to end up being an 8 or a 9 seed because they still play in one of the preeminent conferences, and there's good wins there, and they've played a tough schedule, and it's all right. You get a team that wins 23 games but plays in a soft conference or the West Coast Conference. I'm sorry. Like, you're right. Basketball has it figured out. So you see teams that are like, oh, well, they're a bubble team and they barely got in. Wait, they're an 8 seed? Yes, their schedule is problematic and they don't have as many wins. But everyone knows that that team should be an 8 or a 9 seed. And it's not that hard to figure it out for football. So whether it happens this year or not, once we expand the tournament, that's going to change. So enjoy it, but Boise State will never get a bye again. It's not going to happen. And I said it till the cows came home last year. They shouldn't have gotten a bye this year. It was ridiculous. They have no business getting a bye.
The other thing is, you know, as you said, I think you said this yesterday, but those first round teams, if they expand,
yeah,
should be home. Those first round games should be home games.
100%. You know? I want there.
So
to
instead
be,
of earning a bye,
yeah, you get a home game.
You get a home game.
And I would hope that when it expands to 14 or 16, which is I think it's going to end up being, first 2 weeks, you can't keep asking the fans to travel, and eventually you just got to cut the bowl thing and just be like, look, I understand you love the bowl games and ESPN loves them. We can still have them, but you're only getting a handful of the big bowl games, and you got to play these first two playoff games at home. It would make the expanded playoff so much better. And you can't ask fans to travel 4 weeks in a row to these neutral sites.
Although I would say, I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think we just said Boise State was 9th in the rankings and Arizona State was 12th.
Something like that.
They would not have home games, even though they won their leagues.
Yeah.
In this year's format, they would have had to go on the road. Well, but, I mean, again, still,
yeah,
that's kind of, yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you don't like that,
yeah,
get ranked higher. Maybe that incentivizes better out-of-conference scheduling.
Yes, it should.
And I hate to say it, but this is like, because people always give the SEC crap because it's like, well, they don't schedule anyone, which isn't necessarily true. Alabama schedules a tough game every year.
In fact, they do play some non-conference.
They play some non-con games. Some of them are at neutral sites, you know, and some people are like, how neutral are those? But this is my thing. If you're Alabama or you're Ohio State, or even a school like Oregon now, you don't really have to take those chances. You don't. And I know that sucks for everyone else to hear, but it's true. If you're Boise State or you're BYU or you're Kansas or someone in the Big 12, dude, and you feel like you really want to be respected, you have to then go into the lion's den. If you are going to play a soft conference schedule because your conference isn't very good, you better take a Pat Hill sort of approach and schedule one or two games every year. And yes, they're probably going to have to be on the road or at a neutral site field that isn't really neutral. You're going to have to go in the lion's den and prove it. You know, and that's just the way it is. And if you don't like it, then be prepared to not get respect at the end of the year. It's just the reality of it. We get into this weird thing of, well, why should we have to do it? Because you're not as good. And that's that way in every aspect of life. No matter what job you have, I guarantee there's someone at your office that gets more privileges or more perks, gets to work from home, gets a better this, gets a better that. Or you're that person because you've earned that respect. We all want everything to be this even level playing field, and that's just not the way life works, especially with the unbalance of conferences and schedules.
All right. It is $2 beer night in one arena.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.